Reggie Tibbs, wrapped snugly in a gently worn pink terry cloth robe, and with her feet clad in her favorite purple bunny slippers, descended the stairs while attempting to rub the sleep from her eyes. Added softly into her large, cheerful eat-in kitchen on the first floor level of the family home where she had lived for forever. The aroma of freshly brewed coffee, thankfully set on a timer the night before, drew her like a magnet. If she'd ever needed the hot, caffeinated brew, she needed it on this bright, sunny morning. She hoped it would perk her up a little. She hadn't slept well during the previous night. Truth be told, she felt as if she hadn't slept at all. Her night had been filled with foreboding and unsettling dreams. Becky always drank black coffee. Fancy coffee shops with their exotic flavors and steamed milk choices were lost on her. Give her a good cup of dark roast any time, and she was happy. She hoped the strong, fragrant coffee would clear the cobwebs from her mind. She'd just filled a large mug when suddenly she felt her long, unbrushed, coppery red hair lift at the back of her neck. A chill ran down her spine. Alarmed, she jerked around, sloshing her full cup in the process. The steaming hot liquid scorched her hand. "Ouch, dang it," Becky complained as she quickly set the steaming cup on the counter. "Look what you made me do. Didn't anyone ever tell you it's not polite to sneak up on folks?" She'd planned to give the unexpected guest a piece of her mind, but stopped mid-sentence when she recognized her visitor. "What the heck? Josh, is that really you?"